Benedict XVI says his upcoming visit to Lebanon will be a pilgrimage of peace to encourage the people of the Middle East region, too long torn apart by incessant conflicts, not to resign themselves to violence.
Grazie. Chers pèlerins présents ici ou participant à cet angelus par la radio ou la télévision, dans les prochains jours, je vais me rendre au Liban.
On the eve of his departure, on this his 24th international visit, Pope Benedict launched a heartfelt appeal to the people and authorities of the region, as well as international powers, to make peace in the region a priority, because, he says, global stability depends on it.
Je n'ignore pas la situation souvent dramatique vécue par les populations de cette région.
Speaking to pilgrims at Castel Gandolfo for the Sunday Angelus prayer, the Pope said he is aware of the often dramatic situation experienced by the people in the Middle East, and he spoke of the anguish of those who are immersed in daily sufferings of all kinds, which sadly, he added, at times mortally, plague their personal and family life. Pope Benedict also spoke of the men and women who, in search of a place of peace, leave their family and professional life and experience the precariousness of being exiles.
Même s'il semble difficile de trouver des solutions.
Pope Benedict said that even though the search for the solutions to the various problems affecting the region seems difficult, we cannot resign ourselves to the violence and exasperation of tensions.
Que Dieu bénisse le Liban et le Moyen-Orient, que Dieu vous bénisse tous.
The Holy Father's appeal was simultaneously released in Arabic and greeted with a lengthy applause, particularly by the pilgrims from churches of the East who were present in the inner courtyard of the Apostolic Palace. Earlier, reflecting on the Sunday Gospel, Mark chapter 7, the Pope had spoken about the need for us to be open to God's love.
I offer a warm welcome to the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors present at this Angelus prayer, especially those from the Rome campus of the University of Mary in the United States. In today's Gospel, Jesus cures a deaf man with a speech impediment. Let us pray that our spiritual infirmities may be cured, so that our ears may be open to listen attentively to the Lord's life-giving teachings, and our speech may plainly profess our faith in him.
Finally, in his greetings in other languages this Sunday, Pope Benedict touched on various important events in the life of the Church and around the world.
Saludo a los peregrinos de lengua española.
In Spanish, he had particular words of encouragement to the ongoing dialogue between the Colombian government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces, who are trying to end a decades-long conflict. He also sent greetings to Catholics and all citizens of Kazakhstan, where on Sunday his legate, Cardinal Angelo Sodano, celebrated the dedication of a new cathedral in Karaganda. And to the faithful of Lviv of the Latins in Ukraine, where on Saturday, in the presence of Papal Legate Cardinal Joseph Tomko, the 6th anniversary of the foundation of the Archdiocese was commemorated.
Grazie, molto bene. May God bless you.